final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart. Christian Arkan comes your way about an hour from now. More Patriots talk on a Patriots Friday. We've been discussing Patriots and Jaguars all day long in London. Drake May, your expectations. Can Jerod Mayo handle the challenge? Is it a not must-win for the Patriots, but
kind of need it.
Certainly a winnable game that they need.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Important. It'd be a very important game. I know they're all important. You only get 17 of them.
It's an important game, and it's a standalone game, Keith.
Standalone.
International game.
Oh,
you
yeah.
get
Showcase.
Up early, rip some darts.
Yeah.
Make a hot toddy.
I'm going Bloody Mary.
You're going Bloody Mary. That's fine.
I'm going to go Bloody.
Maybe grab a pint.
Maybe a pint, too.
Early breakfast fish and chips.
Wash it down with a pint.
Wash your pint down with some fish and chips.
Sure.
That's what you do early on.
It's like that.
So we talked about all those things, but have we really gotten into the particulars?
No.
What's really going to matter?
No, we
haven't. An edge to Sunday's game? No, we have not. Let's do it right now in Keefe's Keys.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, more of them come correct. And you're
like,
see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys. It's Keefe's Keys.
Oh, boy, here we go. It is the Patriots at 1-5 taking on the Jaguars at 1-5. Pats, 6-point dogs.
What happened?
The total of 42, and they're going to be playing from Wembley Stadium in London, England. 9:30 local kickoff here on Sundays. Let's get into the keys, shall we? Here we go. Not only have the Patriots kicked ass in London, going 2-0 in games across the pond. They also kicked London's ass here in 1776. That's right, Jones.
Yeah,
right.
Hand on your heart. Right. Hand on your heart.
Trevor Lawrence is most likely to throw an interception on second down.
Well, this one came true last week with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, people might mock the power of the keys, but I bet you weren't mocking that.
Trevor Lawrence is most likely to throw a touchdown on second down.
Wow. You know what that means.
Just tune in on second down.
Yeah. Go grab a beer on first down, take a whiz on third down, but don't you dare miss second down.
Of the 66 career touchdown passes thrown by Trevor Lawrence, 57 have come out of the shotgun.
I thought you were going to say 57 went to Allen Robinson.
With their first pick in the 1995 expansion draft, the Jaguars took quarterback Steve Berline. But after being replaced by Mark Brunell, he signed a 3-year deal with the other expansion team, the Carolina Panthers, where he'd go on to set career highs in yards and touchdowns. I guess he figured things out.
Till Jake DeLome came along.
The Patriots are 12-2 all-time versus the Jaguars. That includes the playoffs. It's their best winning percentage against any team.
Well, that's a big check mark.
Mm-hmm. The Jaguars have the most underrated wide receiver duo in league history. Not now, but in the late 90s, early 2000s with Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell.
Real nice duo.
Not a more underrated duo in the history.
The most.
Of this great sport. Hunter Henry is 2 receptions behind Jim Whalen for 7th place on the Patriots' all-time receptions list by a tight end.
He's moving up that list.
Just 2.
So close.
Last week was yards. This week is catches.
I'm saying he's all over the
look
leaderboard.
Out, wow. Look out above. Or no, below.
Ben Coates, you're next.
Yeah, he's chasing him down. Jack the Ripper brutally murdered at least 5 women between 1888 in 1891, and he was never brought down, similar to running backs against the Patriots this season. The second part, not the first part.
Yeah, so you're saying go with Tank Bigsby in fantasy.
That's right. They never brought him down.
Got it.
They weren't able to bring him down.
Yep.
Before Jacksonville landed the expansion Jaguars in 1991, they were among 11 cities who pitched the NFL for a team. Some of those cities included Charlotte, Nashville, Oakland, and Sacramento. But what helped push Jacksonville over the top with the league was an 11-minute-long video voiced by the late James Earl Jones talking about how passionate the city was about football and that nothing could keep them from watching. He's a liar. The Jags currently rank second to last in the league in attendance and play a ton of games in London.
You know, to speak ill of the dead.
No, but he was lying about that.
Yeah, he's kind of a liar.
Mac Jones is the only quarterback in league history to play for both the Patriots and the Jaguars.
The only one.
Well, yeah,
maybe you'll get more of them on Sunday.
The Jaguars have retired the number of one player in their franchise history. Want to take a stab?
Mark Brunell.
Tony Boselli,
who
Bruce Smith thinks should not be in the Hall of Fame.
He's oddly very salty about
that. He hates that.
Yeah, he hates him.
Don Draper had the Jaguar account but dropped them because they were a bad client. Jaguars are the biggest cats in the Americas, but they don't hate Mondays nearly as much as Garfield. When the Jaguars allow 100 yards rushing this season, they lose.
Okay, Ramondre in. That's good.
And lastly, Jones, neither team has a Derek, so if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find it this Sunday morning.
That's
no Derek.
What was the advantage last year? It was like
two Derek's.
Yeah, and you saw it on the scoreboard.
Oh, my God. They doubled up the score?
Yeah.
The two Derek's?
Was it a 20-point win?
Stingley and
Burnett.
One of
the Derek's let up a touchdown.
Yeah.
Derek Stingley did let up a touchdown.
True,
that's true.
Yeah, well, it was a fact. It was a key of the game.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're not saying the Derek's are going to play well. You're just saying it's more Derek's the better.
Yeah, I mean, more Derek's
is all we're saying. I don't think we're saying they're going to individually play well.
I'll tell you, I looked through those again, and now, like, hearing them for a second time.
Yep.
Pat's money line is the pick.
Plus 215.
That's the play.
That's nice.
Yeah, plus six
yeah,
if you're a little scaredy cat.
I was teetering before I heard the Garfield detail
there. Oh, he despises Mondays. Jaguars, though, not the same.
And I was.
They got those blue tongues.
The Ombre helmets.
Those are bad helmets.
Yeah, bring those.
Those are bad helmets.
Bring those back.
I don't think they're wearing those, though, tomorrow.
No, but if they did, you'd feel better about the Pats' chances.
Yeah.
That's true.
I like them. Chris Rose, Joe Thomas on the call tomorrow.
How about. It's amazing that the Patriots' tight end list has a bunch of tight ends I've never heard of. And Hunter Henry's just knocking people out left and right, but it's like the Patriots' top 10.
I know. Like, how's it not like Watson and Graham? Like, they draft these guys in the first round. Obviously, Gronk and Hernandez.
Yeah. Ben Coates.
Ben Coates.
Got to be Russ Francis, the late Russ Francis.
Martellus Bennett. Scott Chandler.
Tim Wright. Tim Wright's up there.
Tim Wright.
Tim Wright was
one
a good one.
One real nice year.
Did they get him from Logan for Logan
Mangus? Yeah,
that was a good deal.
Did they get him for Logan Mangus? Yeah.
That was a good trade.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Omanawanui. That him. Yeah, him for a song.
Yeah, he was here.
Don Keenan. Devin Asiasi.
Oh, Devin Asiasi. Yeah, he's all over the place for sure.
You have to add those guys together, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Garrett Mills.
Rod Rutledge. Oh, David Thomas.
Not
the Wendy's David
Garrett
Thomas.
Mills, same draft class.
Yeah. He was national champ at Texas with Vince Young, yeah.
Wiggy and Fourier.
Duh.
Right.
Shame on us. Wiggy and Fourier.
So maybe, but Hunter Henry's chasing all those guys down.
Yeah, and who's the name
Jim
he's about
Whalen,
to
pass? The trainer? Like, what?
I don't know.
It's a weird list, but Hunter Henry's flying up the board there. We had a guy ask us earlier, should he play in fantasy? Yeah. With history kind of
Look.
Chasing it down?
All I know is he's got a touchdown in 100% of the games started by Drake May.
Oh, that's a great point.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow recent history,
check the keys.
Probably go with that. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Is that an unsanctioned key?
No, you can add it on. now that we've played the open, everything's a key from here on out. Next 45 minutes are all keys to the game.
All right, nice. More of your keys to Pat's Jaguars here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937. We will take a quick timeout. Billy Laney with all the latest here in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, as we are wrapping up this great week of ours. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first three-plus hours of the program, Jones.
Swing. There's a line drive left center field. Deep back by the wall. And it is
Grab Bag.
That's very fitting. We talked about the baseball games from last night, but they are going to be both back in action tonight. at 5:08, Dodgers Mets play game five with the Dodgers a commanding 3-1 series lead. And then at 8:08, it'll be Yankees and Guardians with New York up 2-1. Do the Mets have anything left in the tank,
no,
or is this thing over tonight?
No, they're done, which is unfortunate, but they're done. Do you think the Yankees could really blow the series?
I think they could. I think they have more of a chance. I mean, it's only 2-1 as opposed to 3-1, but I would put all my money the Dodgers win. I could see a little choke factor in the Yankees.
Yeah, same.
See that?
I mean, we've seen it before, for sure.
Right.
Different team, different era, but sure, I could see that.
No, but somebody like Garrett
Cole, I don't think the Dodgers
or...
it's happening.
Yeah, no, the Dodgers, I don't.
Yeah, Garrett Cole could go out and just gag away a big game,
apart.
For sure.
Or, like, I know Judge homered last night, but he could go back into a slump or something like that.
He does feel like he's getting hot, though.
Yeah, no,
like,
maybe.
He's got a couple of home runs now. He's been under a ton of scrutiny
but
there.
The way the Guardians won yesterday, where they give up back-to-back home runs to the two studs on the other side, or two of the three studs, I guess, on the other side, then you're like, could be left for dead. You could be down 3-0. But then you tie it in the ninth, win it in the tenth, and everybody goes like bonkers.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That momentum can, and they're at home, that momentum could absolutely carry over. Yeah.
All right, so there you go. There's a little baseball action.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Grab bag.
Thursday night football kicked off week six last night. Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos with a big victory. Bo Leave.
Did he throw a pick? Oh, no.
No.
I'm sorry. The Honey Badger dropped one that was right in his arms.
Right in his hands.
And he missed a bunch of open receivers, but he did win.
They got another win. So the Denver Broncos, led by their rookie quarterback, they played without Patrick Surtain, their best cornerback, best player probably on the team.
Yeah.
And they went into New Orleans, the Sean Payton revenge game. Although he just left them and was like, I don't want to go
in
broadcasting.
I was thinking about this when I was watching last night. What's the relationship like with him and Dennis Allen?
I don't know. Why? Do you think Allen wants to go coach with him?
No.
Allen's going to be out of there soon.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Are him and Dennis Allen buddies, or does he look at it like, oh, you replaced? He was on staff.
Yeah.
So does he look at it like he got?
I wonder if he's like did him a favor almost. Where
maybe.
Like, I left in a weird way. They ended up just keeping you, and then you probably wouldn't have been a head coach otherwise.
Maybe. I'll tell you, that Denver defense is really good.
Yeah, they've been playing.
Even without Surtain.
Yep.
And New Orleans, for all the Clint Kubiak love I was handing out after 2 weeks, they smoke Carolina, which in retrospect means nothing.
Nope.
They smoke Dallas, which in retrospect means nothing. That's a bad defense, and Dallas is not anywhere near as good as we thought. They had a lot of injuries, but I'm sorry. Did you see some of that last night?
Kamara, yes, I did.
Kamara was walking off the field like yelling at people. He said after the game, he's like, I don't blame anybody for booing us. I'd boo us too.
That's
like,
a mess. All right, Doug Peterson, Dennis Allen, who gets canned first?
I mean, I still think it's Peterson because I think the Patriots win this weekend.
Sunday,
But, I mean, I thought going into the year Dennis Allen was going to be the first coach fired. I was wrong, but I'm not surprised that hasn't gone well in New Orleans.
All right, who has a better chance of making the playoffs, Bo Nix and the Broncos or Caleb Williams and the Bears?
Ooh, it's a thinker.
A thinker.
I think Caleb Williams, the NFC is just worse.
NFC North is nasty, so they're in a really good division. The Broncos have, you know, the Raiders in their division. They also, the Chargers are kind of like 500 right now.
Okay, season ends today. Broncos are the seventh seed.
Ooh.
So the Broncos are a playoff team today.
Look at
that. They're a half game up on.
Well, that's not fair. They played an extra game.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. But like, even if Indy wins, Indy would be, they'd both be 4-3.
Got it.
The Bears are right now
also in probably no.
Well, no, they're tied. They're in a three-way tie. Tampa themselves in Green Bay, so they're both right on the cusp.
They could both get in, and then Jaden Daniels is going to be in.
Say Chicago. Oh yeah, Daniels is going to be.
You might have two, three rookie quarterbacks.
They might win the division.
Playoffs.
They should win that division.
I like it.
I take that back.
Wait, who should win the division?
Philly should probably win the division. I was going to say Washington should win the division, but Philly should probably win that division.
Yeah, it's up for grabs.
You have been defeated by the grab bag.
Boston Bruins in action tomorrow, continuing their road trip against Utah Hockey Club. Is that what they decided permanently it's going to be?
They should.
You like Utah Hockey Club?
I like if each sport had like a hockey club or the Washington football team. Like you don't want like a million of them because then you're the MLS where I don't even know what team is. How come no one has a nickname anymore?
I think it did win though, right? The voting was like,
did they put
it
up for a vote? That's what people voted for?
Yeah. So the finalists, I remember I have a list of the six finalists because at one point they had 20. I remember going over this at one point. Then they got it down to six and it was the Utah Blizzard.
Don't love that.
Utah Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Utah Mammoth. Utah Outlaws.
Okay.
Utah Venom.
Okay.
And my personal favorite, Utah Yeti.
Oh, you like the Yeti?
They were playing the Yeti this week. We got Yeti.
Yeah, we're taking on the Yeti.
Bees Yeti tonight.
Yeah, money line Yeti.
Don't you like Yeti?
It does sound nice when you say it that way. What's the why?
Bruins Yeti.
Are there a lot of Yeti in Utah?
Tons.
There are. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Pacific Northwest,
okay,
and then it goes down into like the Rocky Mountains a little bit.
Yeah,
could be a Yeti almost anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. The Kraken should have been the Yeti.
No, they should have been the Kraken.
No.
Kraken's a good name.
I don't like the Kraken.
You don't like Kraken?
No.
It's like a giant squid creature.
No, I get what it is.
They're on the coast right there.
Yeah, but
they're on the water.
They're in the Puget Sound. They're not like in the deep ocean.
If you were in a lighthouse and you looked out, you might see some suspicious activity. Could be a Kraken.
It could be.
They could swallow a boat whole.
A Kraken in the Great Salt Lake? Maybe.
That'd be more of a lake monster.
Probably some kind of lake monster, yeah.
I would think.
I think Seattle should have been the Yeti and then something else for you. I like Utah Hockey Club. My roundabout point is I like Utah Hockey
you
Club.
You like, okay.
Yeah.
You know that Andy Hart didn't know that the Salt Lake was filled with salt?
You know what? I heard this live.
Did you hear it live?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Because he carries himself as somebody who's smart, right? Or
well,
smarter than me. Yeah, Tufts, right. Tufts, writer, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, he must be intelligent.
He always calls me out for being dumb.
Yeah.
And then he's like, there's salt in there? I'm like, the Great Salt Lake?
There's actually a lot of salt.
It's kind of like what it's...
it's very...
That's
quite
its
salt.
Thing. Yeah. Like, it's literally its
quite
thing.
Salty. What do you think was in there, pepper?
Yeah. I would have gone Yeti. But anyway, they got the hockey club. The hockey club uniforms are trash. We spent a lot of time talking about Jaguars uniforms earlier. You seen these Utah ones yet?
I actually watched
You'll
some of their opener,
night,
but
yeah.
I can't picture it anyway. I saw it, I guess, but I can't picture it.
I don't care for it, if I'm being honest.
Grab bag.
Saints wide receiver Rashad Shaheed out for the season.
Rashid Shaheed.
What'd I say?
Rashad.
Shaheed?
Yeah, he's out for the year.
Done.
Yeah, New Orleans could have used some talent last night, that's for sure, yeah. The hills fill my
heart with the sound. Grab bag.
Malik Nabers has cleared concussion protocol, and we feel so good about it. He's in the Bozo TD parlay.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. Yeah. Let me give you the Bozo touchdown parlay one more time,
sure.
Because Malik Nabers is in there. If you need to follow along, it's at Jones and Keefe. Terp tweeted that out. But we have gone with...
Job, Terp.
DK Metcalf, Malik Nabers, Drake May. That's a Billy Lanny special.
Woo!
It's going to be early. We're going to need that one,
need
or
it.
Else the whole thing dies on the vine.
Oh, man.
Jamar Chase, Devontae Adams. One simple ham, Keith.
Yep.
Wins you two PS5s, which, as everybody knows,
correct,
$1,060.
Well, it's funny. Somebody was calling out Matt Leuenberg when we said he had a 12-leg parlay, and he won $4,600. And the guy goes, you'd win a lot more than $4,600 if you put down $300. And I'm like, no, we didn't say $3,000. We said three hams. He put down three hams.
Oh,
he probably
think,
thought he meant three.
Do you
grand?
Think people have been
or 300 even
mishearing what we've been saying and they're putting down grands instead of hams?
Don't.
That's listen, not how we're look. That's yeah. not a, that is not a Jones and Keefe sanctioned unit.
No,
that's not what that is.
I'm not telling you guys how to bet.
I'm not betting a grand at a
if
time.
If you have it, go ahead, do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, if you have it, flaunt it. But I'm betting a ham.
I'm not spending.
I'm not
10
betting hams on a bet.
No. Forget 10. 100 hams.
100 hams.
Excuse me. A ham
10 hams is bad.
Yeah, 10 hams. Fine. 10 hams, you feel good about it, you go 10 hams.
I'm not betting 10 hams.
No,
never mind 100 hams.
100 hams.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Check yourself.
It's a farm.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a
grab bag.
Which is what I am.
Boston College football played last night in Virginia, taking on the Hokies of Virginia Tech. They were down 20.
What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Thanks. They were down 28-0 at
good.
The half.
Not good.
Stormed back.
28-21.
Made it a game. They scored 21 unanswered in the third quarter.
They sure did.
Ultimately lost 42-21. Bill O'Brien's Eagles are now 4-3 overall. They are 1-2 in the ACC.
I'm seeing less of the Bill O'Brien is building a monster tweets that I saw earlier.
He was not taking over a powerhouse.
No.
I think
after 1 week, people are like, do the Patriots need Bill O'Brien calling plays?
Well,
I was
a little aggressive.
I mean, look, Van Pelt's no great shakes, but I don't need Bill O'Brien back here. Thank you.
I don't either, but...
Friend of the station, friend of the Greg Hill show, but no thanks.
Great interview. Check that one out, but... what's the Florida State win? I think at the moment, and then like you knew Florida State was horrible this year.
Yeah,
they're horrible.
Well, that was probably the moment you really knew.
You're like, wait a minute.
When BC beat them, you're like, wait a minute.
I mean, they got four wins, though, in the season.
Yeah.
What was their over-under?
They lost to Virginia and Virginia Tech. Yeah, probably about that. The kid for Va Tech last night ran for a school record.
Did he really?
Move over, Kevin Jones.
Kevin Jones was nice.
Move over.
He was fast. Mike Vick.
Mike Vick. Thank
probably.
You. I think was Vick at the game? Did I see that last night? I think Mike Vick
was
at the game for a stretch.
He was.
Tootin was his name.
Huh?
Tootin? Yeah, 266 yards. That's a Virginia Tech record, yeah.
Next up for the Eagles would be the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson. Then Syracuse, SMU, North Carolina, and Pittsburgh.
Oh, boy.
So two top 21 teams.
Bowl bound? BC bowl bound?
Yeah, they should. Well, they need two more wins to be bowl eligible?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be able to beat, what, Syracuse and North Carolina? No, maybe not. Maybe not. Are you saying no bowl game?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, last night
they won't stop tooting. Look,
if they can't play in the Fenway Bowl, then we're, like, what are we doing?
What are we even doing?
They were born for it.
Just drop football if you can't get in there. Follow Northeastern's footsteps.
Their wins were Florida State, Duquesne,
bad.
Michigan State.
I don't think good.
And the Hilltoppers of Western Kentucky, and they pulled that one out by a nose hair.
Yeah.
Well, no Castellanos, Keith. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know Tommy touchdowns.
No Tommy.
Yeah, they've had them the last 2 weeks, and they've steamrolled.
We need to downgrade them. Tommy turnovers.
I mean, they had that murderous role. They had to go Virginia, then Virginia Tech. That's not fair.
I did, in all seriousness, find myself watching a decent amount of that game last night, and then they were down 28-0, and I'm like, what am I doing?
And then you flipped over to the Thursday NFL game, or the 30-point blowout. You're like, what is my life?
If baseball ever had a chance, it was last night. That was baseball's chance.
You know what I ended up doing? Last night, I watched the first half of my guy Bo Nix just light it up, just carrying the squad.
My favorite throw for Bo Nix last night was the one that was over the tight end, but in front of the receiver, over crawl in front of Franklin, I think
two guys should have caught that.
Two guys should have had touchdowns on that play, and he missed them both.
I'm saying
he bounced it in between both of them.
Those guys should have decided who was open, and one of them should have made the play.
Got it.
I don't put that on Knicks.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't put that one on Knicks. But that game was such a blowout. So then at halftime, I started watching Teacup. This is the show me and Nick are watching now.
Yeah.
Not together, but we both watch it separately.
Yeah. Talking house last night.
Yeah. Nick came over after an hour.
You're like Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams.
Go home.
Yeah.
Put the air mattress out. Me and Nick watch Teacup. But it's a good little horror show. And this is how many shows do this? It's 8 episodes.
Uh-huh.
They're like just over a half hour, but they release 2 each week. So why don't you just make the episode either an hour
Sunny was doing 8 episode seasons and 2 a week, and I never got that either.
They were doing 2
a week.
That's more recent. They didn't start that way.
No, that was later seasons, but
good,
I never...
Good call. They were a 2 episode.
Thank you. It was a good call. Thank you.
That was strange.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Because like, there's 2 new ones?
Just give me one. Give me one. I'm more likely to watch one than 2.
Especially we grew up at a time, folks, where it would be like 26 episode seasons. So for half a year, you would watch like your favorite show.
Yeah.
There'd be an episode of Seinfeld on for 6 months. Like 6 months every Thursday night.
You ever try to stream some of those shows? You're like, how many episodes is this? Like,
what is this? How many more of these?
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
Grab bag.
For kids. Again, people think we just cut to commercial break, whatever.
No, sorry. Yeah, yeah, no.
Keeping people flipping radio dials.
We didn't do that. You can blame Fitzy. The Pittsburgh Steelers still have not officially announced a starting quarterback.
Yeah, but they have.
Mike Tomlin is not.
It's going to be Wilson.
The cat is not out of the bag yet.
It's going to be Wilson.
The cat's in the bag still. The bagged up cat. I think it's going to be Wilson as
Me
well.
Too. I don't get it. We talked about this all week. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't get it. But that Sunday night game is intriguing. Yeah. Like, you get Devontae Adams. You get Russell Wilson. You see if Aaron Rodgers is any better. You know, do they drive together to the game? like you know. It's an intriguing Sunday night game, but I'm pretty positive it's going
to
be Wilson.
And we need him to score a touchdown for the bozo.
We need Devontae Adams for the bozo. Yep.
Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your
grab bags.
Wearing this. Wearing only this.
Back to college football for a moment, Jones. Tonight, number 2, Oregon takes on Purdue, and number 13, BYU takes on Oklahoma State, if you want to do some betting. But some good games. There are two like big-time games.
Yeah, one is great.
Well, I mean, Alabama-Tennessee is nothing
to sneeze at. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a good game, too, but that's the highlight of the weekend is the other one.
Number 7, Alabama. Number 11, Tennessee. They're both 5-1. I wonder if Gerard Mayo has any bets going on with any of the Alabama guys. Maybe Barmore. Maybe you could talk to Barmore about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't Barmore in charge of the Friday Funnies? Did you ever read the story?
I don't think we talked
about it on the show.
No, we didn't, but he was in charge of the Friday Funnies.
Keeping
it light.
Right.
Keeping it light.
Okay. So his job, this is for real, for people, that he would send memes?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Was it memes? I thought maybe it was like memes. He wouldn't go up and tell like a knock-knock joke.
I don't think it was a joke. I think he would share funny things like, hey, maybe you guys check out this video, see this video.
Observational comedy.
Like, I just saw a video this week. I don't think he sent that one.
No,
I'm guessing he didn't.
Because like, he wasn't going down, so I said, oh, yeah, you're going, you know what I'm saying? Make up how. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know what he did this week for the Friday Funnies.
Yeah, maybe skipped it.
But do you think he made a bet with Mayo?
Well, they're in London.
Alabama, Tennessee. He already made one with Jacoby Brissett. He sadly didn't make one with Hunter Henry.
I think Mayo shouldn't be taking any. Mayo should be ignoring all the Alabama players who want to bet him this week, because I like Bama in that game.
All right. Then the granddaddy of them all. No, not the Rose Bowl. We're talking about 7:30 on ABC, number one Texas, undefeated against number five Georgia. Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck, so two of the potential first-round pick quarterbacks, head-to-head. Another great welcome to the SEC game for Texas, who is 4.5-point favorites. Sorry, I can't read the screen.
What was that? You smack your face?
I accidentally hit the microphone with my ear because I was trying to...
I thought you cracked your neck, breakneck speed.
No, I'm fine. I was trying to read the spread because I can't read well from here.
I believe I looked at it this morning. I think it's 4.5, right?
Yeah, it's 4.5. I mean, I told you that, but I happened to
smash the microphone.
Oh, did
you say it? I was very distracted when you smacked your face on the microphone. I like Texas to win and cover in that one. I'm surprised.
I think Texas a lot.
It should be a bigger line. It should be a bigger line.
I think it should be as well. Illinois and Michigan are both in the top 25, but meh. They're playing each other. It's kind of whatever. I don't think Michigan's very good this year, but that's just me. All right, what else do we got here?
Mr. Bergen, do you have a massive
grab bag?
I'm sorry, it's the pleats.
Jay Cutler got into a little bit of trouble as he got a DUI, also faces weapon charges. Cutler was charged with driving under the influence, possession of a handgun while under the influence, failure to exercise due care to avoid a collision, and implied consent. So that happened Thursday night in Tennessee.
That's what I was just going to ask. Where? Okay.
So a little bit of a crash. I think everybody was all right, but then all this other stuff happened. So
Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get all the memes of, you know, bad boy Jay Cutler. And
smoking
then,
Jay.
Yeah, maybe that, yeah, that kind of.
Not great.
Kind of wag the dog there.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
No.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a
grab bag.
Take it away.
Celtics had practice today.
James Earl Jones prominently featured in Keys today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great voice. Rest in peace.
Yeah, bit of a liar.
Liar. When it came to Jacksonville getting a franchise, though.
Good point.
He must have been paid a pretty penny for that role, I would imagine.
Yep.
Celtics had practice today. Of course, they open up the season next week. But one of the guys that was talking at the media scrum was last year's draft pick, Jordan Walsh.
Okay.
Do you think there's going to be a role for Jordan Walsh this year?
Yeah, mop-up duty. Do you think there's a role for him?
I mean, on the big club? Unlikely.
Oh.
Now, Lonnie Walker was still there, right? There was some talk that Lonnie Walker might not be on the team, but yeah, I guess he was still there.
Yeah, from Terp.
Well, he broke the news.
Yeah, it was all Terp.
Terp had that.
Yeah.
Lonnie Walker's here.
Yeah.
At Justin M. Turpin, if you're looking for Lonnie Walker updates.
Yeah, we'll start mixing in Terp more with basketball season starting next week.
Maybe you don't have Jordan Walsh maybe in the mix, steal some minutes?
No, I mean, I didn't realize we were talking Maine, so if you're talking Maine Celtics.
No, Boston.
The former Red Claws. Mop-up duty? Yeah, I don't see a role for him, no.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, gentlemen, this is a ball player who played from 1992 to 2002.
Lean in, Billy.
He played for many squads, including the Dodgers.
Okay.
The Expos.
Yep.
The Cubs.
Sure.
And then very briefly with both the Yankees and the Marlins.
Mark Grzelcyk.
No. Good guess. Played most of his games, I guess, with the Cubs. Pretty split between Cubs, Expos, and Dodgers, actually.
Okay.
He was a...
Jose Vidro.
No, good one. Left fielder.
Oh.
Played a little first base, mostly left field. Left-handed stick. Left-handed arm.
Whoa. Both.
Lefty stick.
Okay.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Oh.
1996 All-Star.
96 All-Star.
Yep.
For what team?
For the Montreal Expos in 1996. He had 36 dongs, drove in 103, both career highs, struck out a league-leading 160 times that year, finished 17th in the MVP.
Left fielder, 2006 Montreal Expos. Who else did he play for?
Cubs. And started with the Dodgers, then went to the Expos. Cubs. He had a nice run with the Cubs as well. He had in consecutive years, 36, 26, 31, 26 for home runs. Nothing before, nothing after.
Okay.
He was a late 90s power hitter.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of guys like in that.
What happened in the late 90s?
Not much. It was just a good time to be alive.
Wasn't Cliff Floyd. We already mentioned
Cliff Floyd.
And he was briefly on the Expos. It wasn't him.
Nope. Lefty stick.
Lefty stick.
Yep.
One-time All-Star.
He was a one-time All-Star. 1996.
Olympic Stadium, just hitting moonshots. Yep. Left up for 1 year. Hitting moonshots.
Yep. Career 259 batting average.
Kay.
He would not steal you a bag.
No?
No, he was like planted on first base.
Actual goose eggs?
10 for his career.
10 for his career, not 10 in a year.
More caught stealing.
So a hefty lefty.
A hefty lefty. Okay, I'm looking at the text line, 37937.
Text line has it again.
They do?
Yeah, yeah.
Andre Scalarraga is
not
him.
Not Big Cat, nope.
No, he was a righty.
Nope.
It's not Delino DeShields.
Nope. No, he was a speed guy.
Well, I thought about it, guessing Delino DeShields.
Left fielder with a left stick who could sock a few dingers.
Henry Rodriguez says the text line.
Correct.
That's who it is?
Oh, Henry.
Oh, Henry was a lefty?
Oh, Henry Rodriguez.
I forgot about that was his last. I remember Oh, Henry. His last name was Rodriguez.
Yeah, Oh, Henry.
Oh, yeah.
A lefty. No 36 bombs in 1996.
He made an all-star team.
Don't know why. Yep. I thought he was a righty.
Yep.
I can't believe he made an all-star team.
Yeah, 1 year. One time
all-star.
Yeah,
that 1 year.
He might have been Montreal's only guy in 96.
Well, that's a good point.
He might have been the Brock Holt.
A baseball all-star.
Sorry,
is not
Vlad
quite
wasn't there yet.
What it's cracked up in every sport.
I'm trying to have Holt catch strays, but.
I thought Vlad was there in 96.
What?
Was he?
Hang on.
There's one way to figure this out.
Click the 96 Montreal on the baseball reference page.
Not there. Not there.
Wasn't there yet?
He did play with, how about this lineup?
Man, Vladdy.
Darren Fletcher, David Segui, Mike Lansing, Mark Rudzielanek, Shane Andrews, Henry Rodriguez, Rondell White, Moises Alou.
Oh, I thought about Rondell White, but I knew we've guessed Rondell White too many times that he played in Miami or Florida.
Eventually I'll have Rondell White.
We're working our way towards Rondell White.
We'll circle back.
Who? Oh, David Segui.
Yeah, David Segui.
David Segui would knock you nice.
People like David Segui.
Two-gap double.
Yeah.
What's your favorite grab bag?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
All right, horror movie of the day. I'm actually going with a movie I haven't seen, but I'm going to watch this weekend. Just released on HBO Max is Maxine. Max spelled with three X's.
Is a recommendation.
To let you know, there's a little bit of a porno character in this.
Nice.
It's also the end of the trilogy, if you guys have seen X, Pearl, and now Maxine.
Okay.
And Davey and I are going to talk about all three of these on Monday's Dork Podcast. But Maxine on Max today.
So it's a recommendation for a new one you haven't seen.
I haven't seen, but I'm going to watch it.
But you would recommend the first two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. Yep.
Pretty good. It's a little bit
of... there's a weird scarecrow scene in this one, too, like Pearl?
Probably.
Oh,
there's a lot of weird scenes.
So Maxine, like Maxine 1 wasn't just 1X, and then Maxine 2 was...
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
It started with X.
Triple X.
And then they went Pearl, and now it's Maxine.
And there's like some pornog going on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah.
With the scarecrow, I heard Nick
say
back
there. That was Pearl.
That was Pearl. Yeah, this one, I don't know, but this one, I think she might be maybe into the adult film industry, but then also will kill you with an axe.
Oh.
She might do a little bit of both. Maybe my guess.
Sounds like X.
Maybe worth it.
Yes, it does.
Maybe worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Snuff porn.
Yep. 8mm is the movie I recommend. It is not. It's actually not the movie.
Oh, there you go. It's a grab bag.
Everyone's talking about grab bag.
On Jones.
I agree.
And Keith, good recommendation there. Make sure you check it out. Let's see what's going on with WEEI Afternoons. We got Hart. We got Arcan. They come your way next.
I tell you. Good song, that Fergie.
Really good.
Yeah. Fergie's very talented. Fergie was in a movie called Planet Terror, which was a Robert Rodriguez movie. They did the Grindhouse thing. It was Robert Rodriguez directed one, Quentin Tarantino directed the other.
Yeah, this sounds vaguely familiar. I didn't know she was in that, but this sounds familiar. Yeah,
yeah, she was excellent in Planet Terror. And then she has hits like that. Pretty good.
She was Kids Incorporated, I believe. She was a Disney kid. I think she was Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch.
You know why you weren't watching? Well, you didn't have.
I didn't have. Remember, we
went
over this.
Yeah, no cable.
I didn't have cable.
So you didn't watch Kids Incorporated?
No, I didn't.
Lanny?
Nope.
How dare you?
Was that like a Disney Channel thing?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I didn't
that.
Pay for the Disney Channel.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I had PBS. I had Nickelodeon. I didn't need the Disney Channel.
Yeah,
didn't need it.
We would swipe in on like the Disney promotion. You get like a free 3 months of Disney. Swoop in on that.
Oh, that's nice.
Kids Incorporated, like you read about Mickey Mouse Club.
Yep.
Kids Incorporated. I think that was it.
You're out now.
Yeah. You know, Mickey. Just hit Mickey Mouse Club, but also, you know, you'd get some Mickey.
Sure.
But yeah. Okay. But she's very talented. That makes
sense. So.
The Disney kid's very versatile.
Not at the anthem.
Very versatile.
Well, it was a unique anthem, Bill. I mean, not everybody liked it, but The best part of Fergie doing the anthem was when they would show the players and they were all trying not to crack up. I think Steph Curry was just like straight up
laughing. So she had the bad anthem.
Very bad anthem.
She had an incident where she urinated in the middle of a performance.
Right. Well,
that wasn't the same.
She was very hydrated. Is she with that Josh Duhamel?
I think that's right.
They might have gotten a horrible divorce.
I don't know. But at one point she was with a very handsome man.
Yeah, he is.
Josh Duhamel.
I saw a lot of things.
By the way, I had not seen. They had this on the Twitch chat.
What do you got?
I actually hadn't seen the Cutler mugshot yet. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. I mean...
Was that in there when we were talking
his
about
hair
Cutler
looked
earlier?
Good.
Well, that is
he's still
just,
got a good head of hair.
Yeah. Oh, well, here you go. You got the Fergie anthem going.
They're laughing at it. Yeah, Draymond and Curry can't help themselves. They're like, what is this? I remember watching that live. You're like, what on earth?
I didn't see it live, but I was aware of it.
Her and Josh Duhamel divorced 2019. So she's been single about 5 years now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
Fergie Ferg.
Fergalicious. it's the crossover. With WEEI Afternoons, it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for the new $14.99 big deal meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. What's up, Arcan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are we doing? Where's Andy?
It's Friday. What, you think he's going to come in on
a
Friday?
That's a good point.
Last week was the bye week, so he's back. He's back out.
So he's on the show, but he is.
It's Friday Night Lights.
He's piping in. That's true.
Friday Lights.
Little Friday Night Lights. That's a good point. What do you guys have coming up?
He gets the very special diva treatment around here, doesn't he? I mean, this is like even Greg Hill, like he does the one show from Nantucket, but he's not every Friday.
That's like a week from Nantucket. That's true, but he doesn't get every Friday. This is pretty special. That is the diva treatment. I hadn't thought about it that way.
We got a lot to get to today. We will be doing our weekly scouting report. By the way, Keith, in the Keys, you were right. Mac's the only one that's ever played for both teams. Do you know the other one who has been on both rosters?
A quarterback?
Yes.
No.
He was on the Patriots last year.
He's part of that big clown car of backup quarterback.
Not Nathan Rourke. Nope.
Who else did they have? Trace McSorley.
Nope. Cody Kessler.
Ray Lucas.
Cody Kessler.
Wow. Cody Kessler.
Wanted to see what he had.
Wasn't Ray Lucas?
No, he was not.
We'll be doing our picks as well on Cody Kessler.
And we got something
from Andy called Patriots Pillars Power Rankings, which we'll be doing at 3:30. So looking forward to that as well.
He really does.
This is the writer in him.
That's what I was just going to say. He loves that stuff.
I don't even really know what this is. So it's going to be interesting.
Don't ask him about Great Salt Lake.
No clue.
You want some alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get that for you. Patriots. What?
The Patriots Pillars Power Rankings. It's a good thing we got these mic.
I'm intrigued. At least I will listen. I'll just find out what time it is again.
That'll be at 3:30.
All right,
3:30.
I'm excited too because I don't know what this is.
Appointment listening. Yeah. Rank the Patriots pillars in power ranking form.
Mm-hmm. All right,
okay. We'll be locked in for that. So that's Patriots and Jaguars this weekend in London. They're breaking it down on WEEI afterwards.
Don't forget WEEI Football Sunday. It's 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
7 and 9. You got it right from 9:30?
Yeah.
You got to do the pregame that day?
Yes, I do.
I didn't even think about that. Mm. So you rip some darts.
Quite
have
an
a
honor.
Pint.
I was going to say.
You're going to have real early morning fish and
chips. Oh, yeah.
But then Hart's got postgame, right, till 3:30 probably?
Yeah, it's like a normal time.
Yeah. I better get a carton of Benson and Hedges today. It's going to be a long day.
Get up early on Sunday morning with Arcan. They got you covered here on WEI Afternoons. Give them a call, 617-779-7937. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 on WEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.